Okay, today's daf is Megillah, daf Chavtes, here in Perek B'nei Ha'ir, in the third Perek. And we are on Chavches Amabes, towards the bottom. And we're talking about the halachis of various levels of items of Kedusha. We spoke about all Svarim are higher levels than all Mitbachos, all of the wrappings, even if you have the wrappings of Nevi of Torah, it's not as high of a level as the actual Svarim of Nevi'im and Ksuvim. So we spoke a little bit about that. So let's get it towards the bottom. We spoke about what you're allowed to use for what. So I think we're up to Kosvin. We're up to Kosvin, Kosvin Torah. So we just ended off, just keep in mind, because we're going to answer this question in a few minutes, but just keep in mind that there was no answer given to Reb Yirmiya B'Shem Reb Seira pointed out that Torah and Chumashim Arak Tanya Mina. Meaning is there, if one has a whole Sefer Torah, and one has, okay, we don't have this really nowadays, if one has Brachos written by itself on a scroll, or Shmos, does that have a lower level of Kedusha than all five books of the Torah? Again, it's less quantity, but it all might have Kedusha Sefer Torah. Not a full Sefer Torah, so that question was not answered. Literally, it said that the Tana ran away from that, but that's going to be answered by the Shem in a few minutes. But what we're up to today was Kosvin. Kosvin, Torah Nevi'im Kachas Divrei Reb Meir. Reb Meir says, theoretically, you could put on this in the same scroll, Torah and Nevi'im. Even though, when you roll it up, let's say you roll it from the end to the front, some of the paid columns of the Nevi'im will be on top of the Torah, and we said you can't put the Nevi'im on the Torah. But it's on one scroll, so then it's not an issue, says Rebbe Meir. Dev Rebbe Meir. Vacham Omrim. And all these are quoted again in Yaradeya, in Reish Pei Gimel, as we'll look soon. Vacham Omrim. Ein kosvin Torah Nevi'im Ka'achas. You can't. Avakosvin Nevi'im Uksuvim Ka'achas. You can put Nach together, but you can't put, the Torah and the Nevi'im together. You see the Karbon HaEdi here on the bottom. Avagav she'efsher shlo yitin Nevi'im uksuvim agabi Torah, even though, this is Remeir's opinion, even though it'll come out that sometimes the Nevi'im uksuvim will be on top of the Torah. Afilu achi kiva chein b'krach echad shari. Because it's one cloth, it would be okay. So let's continue for a second, and then we'll see it inside. Rabbi Yirmiya b'shem Reb Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Torah v'chumashin kedusha achas. So now we're getting back to the question that we just asked before of Arak Tanya Mina, Shmuel Bar Yitzchak says it's really the same level of Kedusha. Torah and a Chumash. Chumash here means what we call Torah, just one, Bereishis or Shmos. Kedusha Achas. Kedusha Achas Ein Osin Torah Chumashin. And we'll see it from the following, because the Bryce says that you can't take a Torah and then split it up. Let's say somebody thinks that it's very heavy for Hagbah, so we're going to split up this Torah into five separate ones, right? So you can't do that. But why can't you do that? You can't do that because you're lowering the Kedusha? What are the options? Lowering the Kedusha or it's just a Bizayon. It's a Bizayon. So, as we'll see, it's going to be the latter one, which is going to reflect that it's really the same level of Kedusha. You can do the opposite. You could take ones that were written separately, Chumashim, and then you sew them together and you make them into Torah, right? Which means, one second, but if you say that there's different levels of Kedusha to the Chumash and to the Torah, how could you take something written as a Chumash, which had the Kavanah of a lower level of Kedusha, and then just sew it together? It has to achieve the higher level of Kedusha. It must be that it has the same level of Kedusha. By the fact that you could sew a Chumash, five Chumashim, into a Torah, so that means it must have the same level of Kedusha, because if not, what the Sofer have in mind? When he was makdish them in the first place. It must be that the whole issue of separating them is just an issue of bizayon. And therefore, when you put them together, there's no problem. That's what the Gemara says. Amr b'yosa, hada amra, Torah, shasa chumashin, b'kdushasehi. Torah that you made into chumashim, it is its same level of kedusha. You just can't cut it because of bizayon. See the top carbon eida, afilu hachi ein osin Torah chumashin, da aser lasalik, sefer Torah, lachalik, sefer Torah shalema lachalakim, he shouldn't be zayon Torah. Because of Bizayon Torah. Okay, stop there for a minute. You look in Yoredeya now. In Reish Pei Gimel, there are numerous simanim of halachos. Reish Pei Gimel, Sif Aleph. Mutter ledavek Torah unuvim uksuvim bekrach echad. Shulchan Aruch. One is allowed to stick together, right? Torah unuvim uksuvim into one. Again, this is also quoted in the first parak of Bavasra. Umaniach bein kol chumish v'chumish arba shitin, and put four lines in between each. We had some of those halachas back in the first perek. But this is the perfect example of kolamosev goreya, right? Meaning if you have a Torah, it has a certain level of kedusha, but if you add on nevi'im ksuvim to it, that pulls it down. That pulls it down. Kolamosev goreya. Ein kedushasem kedusha sefer Torah, ela kechumish ba'alma. V'kolzeh b'chumashim ha'asuyin begilyan sefer Torah. And even though we don't have this nowadays, you're allowed to write each one separately. So he quotes two days here. Whether it does not have the same level of kedusha or it does, like our Gemara says, but it's not a kavanat tzibur to read it b'tzibur. Okay, various halachas of ksiva sefer Torah. Good. We continue. Says the Gemara of Shua Bar Nachman b'shem Rabbi Yonasan, Torah chasera in Karan Babarabim. A lacking Torah. Sounds like a Torah that's missing something. You're not allowed to read it Barabim. We had a machlokas earlier that even by Megillah, one is allowed to be missing some parts of the Megillah we paskind. You remember, there's a machlokas, how much of the Megillah do you have to read? But we said it has to be written in front of you. Even if you have machlokas, you have to read the whole thing, right? Or the days of Achashverosh, the days of Haman, and the days of Mordechai, right? Those are the three different days. We pass like Rabbi Meir, the whole Megillah. But you have to read it and have it in front of you. But we saw in the Shulchan Aruch that it has to at least be written. It's not like a Sefer Torah. Remember, it's called Igeres and it's called Sefer. So there's more flexibility by a Megillah. So minimum 51%. As long as 51% is written in front of me, the rest is rubbed out. As long as I'm not missing a whole topic, and I'm not missing beginning and the end, Shulchan Aruch says that it is okay. But the Torah, we thought missing Torah, you can't. Says the Gemara here, if it's missing, ain korin babarabim. You can't use a barabim. Says the Gemara, 1 minute, vatani, bebracious out of mabel. What if you have a scroll that has bebracious through the mabel? Mivayikra Ariba Mashmini. Bivayidaber, beginning by Midbar Avahim and Sao Haaron. Mutik Logos Babaramim. So what's that? The Bryce says the fierce against Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, B'shem Rabbi Yonasan. Answer from a story. Hada our sickness, Okido Raisa did Sanbari. This is Russia. Our sickness burned the Torah in Sanbari. So they didn't have. They didn't have a whole kosher Torah. Atz v'shalal l'rabiyona v'l'rabiyosa. They asked, what to do? Ma'al likros b'sefer barabim. Can they use just a sefer, which here means a chumash, right? Well, we've got one scroll. Can they read that barabim? Amar lon aser. He said no. They said no. Why? Lo da aser. Not because technically it's aser. Really, you can. Really, halachically, you can read a barabim, even though it's only one. Ela min go de nafshehona gima inun zavnen luhun acharoi. Right, but if we don't let you, then you're going to be so upset that you have Agmas Nefesh, that's going to motivate you more to fix it and, you know, get a whole one. Right? That's always a balance of, the best way to motivate people. Right? Sometimes not having something, you know, do you say that's the best or have it and they're going to be more inspired, by having it. Okay, but this is the, Halachas Gemara sounds like, Lomaskana Me'ikar Adin, it is Mutter. To read an apostle Sefer Torah Barabim, but, you know, maybe if this is, would motivate the people to fix it, so then not. So this is a big discussion. Well, the pashup shot of this Gemara is that it's mutter. Can you make a bracha? Can you make a bracha on apostle Sefer Torah when you're reading it Barabim? Sounds like from this Gemara that you can read it Barabim. Sounds like you read it Barabim. So that is a major machlokas Rishonim. That's known as the Tshuvas HaRambam. It's not in the Mishnah Torah anywhere. Tshuvas HaRambam, the Beis Yosef. Quotes the Shuvas HaRambam and the others, meaning what do we do? If we know what we do this, but it's interesting to think about like why this works. Let's say somebody's reading, the Baal Kari is reading, and all of a sudden they find a psalm in Sefer Torah. So what do? We close it, we take out a new one. But we don't read over again what we already read. So what's that? If you read from Apostle Sefer Torah, are you Yotzi or not? Mimanavshach. If you're Yotzi, then keep reading. What are you putting out to take out a new Sefer Torah? And if you're not Yotzi, why don't you have to start again from, I don't know, where you start from? But at least that days. But what do we say? You close it up and you continue from where you left off. Right? Which is pshara. It's like a middle approach. You would yotzei what you read, but we're not going to allow you to make a bracha on Apostle Sefer Torah, you know, if we know it once we know about it. So that's because there's a machlokas we've shown him. That's the tshuva of the Rambam. If you look at the Beis Yosef, Simon, Kuf Mem Gimel in Arachayim, he quotes, the concept of b'tshuva is a Rashba. She nishal al sefer Torah she'inu asik el chaso. O she'ish ba echem en advar ma'poslim imutul avarech obo asr. The concept of a shoel, the shoel to the Rashba, says that I found in a tshuva of the Rambam, she'hitir likros v'lorech al sefer Torah apostle. You can make a bracha on a sefer Torah apostle. It's only because of this Rambam that we don't have to read it again. Right, because im ef shalot yos b'sefer Torah kach. The Rambam even says though this tshuva of the Rambam. Again, it's not a Mishnah Torah. The tshuva of the Rambam says if you only have a pasuk sefer Torah in shul, you can take it out and read from it with brachas. Right, that's what the tshuva of the Rambam says. V'rash b'tamal tshuva zu. It's always tricky with the tshuva of the Rambam. Right, if how authoritative they are, how a authoritative, b the veracity of them. And whether they're actually tshuvas of the Rambam. So Varashba Tamal Tshuvazu, Visasara Yosef. So this Gemara, this is one of the Gemaras that sounds a little bit like the Rambam. Right? It sounds like it's just you're allowed to, but we want you to get a kosher one. The Halosha Bialduso Kasav Kach, the Acharka Chazerba. The Rashba says the Rambam must have written this when he was younger. But he was Chazerba because look at the Mishnah Torah, it doesn't say it. The Kasav Behilcha Sefer Torah, you look at Hilcha Sefer Torah of the Rambam Perek Yud, Nimse Slamad. Asara esrim dvarim heim shekol echad mehem posel sefer Torah. The Rambam quotes 20 dinim that are posel sefer Torah. V'im nasa bo echad mehem arei kachumish shemalandim bo atinokos v'im bo kedusha sefer Torah. V'in karim bo barabim. And you'll read a barabim. U'besof ha'tshuva kasav ezel ha'shono. V'im siris ra'yosav v'tainosav. The Rashba says at the end, ani mora lecha halacha l'maisa. Shalo re'isi mi sha'asa b'ze maisa. Gam b'kfarim. She'in sham sefer Torah. Even in villages where they don't have other sefer Torah. V'korim b'svarim she'inam niglalim. V'in nechtavim gilchasam. Lo re'isi ba'olam. Yishe birich b'hem. Lo b'tchil v'lo b'sof. You want to say, you know, shalo l'shkala... So people don't forget what laning is. So let's say if you live in a town without a sefer Torah, you take out a chumash, you lane from the chumash for kriyas haTorah. You don't make a bracha on that. Make a bracha on that, says the Rashba. V'tshuvazu kasva gamar b'david abu dram v'akolbo v'sifreyim. V'yafal peace, as the Beis Yosef. Shekasva hakolbo shedas gdoli hanarvona kedas osa tshuva shel Rambam. Anu al divrei harashba yesh lanu lismoch. V'kol shekein b'makam sha Rambam b'chiburo hiskimimo. It's a machlokas Rambam Rambam. So you're going to rely on the Rambam and the Tshuva against the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, plus the Rashba's on and all the other Rishonim are on that side. V'chein kama gedolim v'kol shekein b'makam bracha sheshomim la'omrim shelo lavar. V'chein kasa b'migdal oz v'chein hiskem harama v'haravid v'haramban v'harashba v'chulu. So this is why we don't rely, we don't make a bracha, we don't pass on like the Tshuva of the Rambam. But quotes the Beis Yosef at the end of the meaning of the Maribei Rav. Maribei Rav, if you remember, was his Rebbe. That was the one that wanted to give him smicha, that gave him smicha. And he tried to restart the smicha. So what does he quote? Pshara. He tries to make shalom. V'amari be'rav hinig hecha dinim satas b'sefer Torah b'shasa kriya. What happens if you find, if you're the only one that you have, you don't take out a Torah to read from it with a bracha. But this is the pshara, and this is what we do. This Maariv be'rav is quoted. Where you find a Torah in the sefer Torah b'shas kriya. Lo hosi sefer Torah acher o lahaschil mimakam shenim satas. You start from where you got up to. Ula hashlim ha-korim, and you try to have 7 korim in the next Torah. Al osem shekaro b'muta. V'im nimsa toz b'emsa ha-kriya, ha-korei gomer kriyaso b'sefer ha-kasher. U'mavarech l'achareha. V'ein chozir l'varech l'faneha. Ki bracha, but you don't make a new bracha shel l'faneha. Ki bracha shebirech l'faneha b'sefer Torah ha-pasol. You already made a bracha beforehand, then b'di'evet will rely on that one that was done. V'chein kriya shekarbo also lebediyavid v'chein anu noagim acharav, and that's the Maribei Rav's pshara of the tshuva, the Rambam with the other Rishonim, and that's what we know in the Minhag Yisrael. The Minhag Yisrael is not to start again. We try lechadchila to have 7 aliyas in the new Sefer Torah, but that's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Mem Gimel Sif Dalid. Right now in the Shulchan Aruch, im nimsa tos Sefer Torah b'shas kriya motzias Sefer Torah acheres umaschilin mimakom shenimsa tos. What happens if you already, that's only if it's a place where you can't stop. You just quietly go straight. But what if you already read a lot of, often, you already read another three psukim. Poskim sham umivarech achareha. Umashlim imaminyin besefer Torah acheres shemosiyin. Vadim osiyin acheres, what is it, toz gomor? Okay, so that's the the Rambam. There's more to talk about Sefer Torah Apostle, but we'll continue for now, and hopefully at the end we'll have time for the Minchas Chinuch. The Chen B'Mosrehen. Next line of the Gemara. Also, the leftover, the remainder, right? This was the first, back to the first Mishnah in the Perek. About what you're allowed to sell it for. So it said you can't go down in Kedusha even with the leftover money. The Gemara. From what the collection, you had the collection, for the purchase of the, let's say the, one of the items in the Mishnah, you have to use that collection for whatever you bought it for. You bought it for an Aron, you bought it for, you bought it for, the Gadim, you bought it for, Bima, whatever you bought it for. That's what the Pnei Moshe says. The Masha Gavu Gabait Staka, Lakadusha Zu, Vosiru, Ain Mashan and Afa Mosaros, Lakadusha Kala Mimena. Vosiru. Kahada, Rabbi Chia Barba, Azala Chamats, Viavola, Pritin, Lamifagal, Yasmolar, Malta, Rabbi Chia Barba went to Chamats and they gave him money to buy something, and he had leftover money, according to one shot of the Gemara, and he gave it to orphans and widows. They gave him money to give to orphans and widows, and he had a leftover money from that. So Nafa Gopal Rabbanan, then he gave it to Rabbanan who needed the money. Maoshi Yitzorch LaHafrish Tachtehen. Do you have to? Again, question, what exactly is the Gemara's question here? We'll go with the Karbana Edith shot. Do you have to be mashlim and substitute for what you used? What case are we talking about here? Right, says the Karbana Edith. Maoshi Yitzorch LaHafrish Tachtehen Mamon Acher. Whole Vashina Midas Hanoder. You have some leftover money that you're supposed to give to the orphans and the widows, but there was no need for them for the leftover. You had extra, so you used it for something else. But do you have to be mashlim, like whatever money that you used for something else, and try to give that to orphans and widows next time? Because that's what it was given for. That was the kavana of the people who gave it, or no? Or do you say they gave it for the need? And if there was no need, then they assume that you could give it to someone else. That's what the carbonator says. To me, kara, daita tahachi avule. Im yimsa mitzvah gadola, shika chamos la tzarcha, that you can use it for something else. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Ba, bar mamal amar tzarcha lavish tachtehen. Yeah, you gotta make it up. Rabbi Zora amar tzarcha lavish tachtehen. Rabbi Ila amar eno tzarcha lavish tachtehen. Rabbi Yosef, b'shem Rabbi Lazar amar eno tzarcha lavish tachtehen. It's machlokas. Rabbi Yaakov, baracha, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Lazar, b'shem Rabbi Chanina. Says the Gemara the following. We had this earlier. Kala mitzvahs. Ad shalo yinadu l'gizbaran, ata rasha l'shadosam. Before you give it to the Gabbait Staka, if you decide you wanted to use it for B instead of A, that's allowed. Misha nitnu l'gizbar neinat at rasha l'shadosan. Once you give it to the gizbar for a certain kavana, you can't change it. You can't even tell him to change it. Why? Because he was kona on their behalf. He was kona on the behalf of the need. Right? There's a Gemara Baba Kama that says yad gizbar ki yad aniim tnan. Right? It's like they have it already. Right? So once you give it to the gizbar, they're the extension. And therefore, you wouldn't be able to change it. You wouldn't be able to change it then. Period. Next, second Mishnah here. Again, this parak, if you remember, as we said, is Beis HaKnesses Halachas. And the next parak is Kriyas HaTorah Halachas. Ein mochon eshal rabim liyachid. You're not allowed to sell a rabim shul for a yachid shul. What does a rabim shul here mean? It has more people. Let's say they daven with a minion there. So you can't sell it. Because it goes down in Kedusha. If you have a shul, a makam of a tzibur, and yachid, let's say, I don't know, a place where a private person davens. He has a room in his house that, he davens in. So you can't know. You'd be more at Kedusha. Amrulo, I'm imkain, aflo meir gadol ir ktana. So, Rabbi, you're chamsi back to your mayor. You say big and small. So even, the Ainla Dover Sof, even a shul that has 500 people to a shul that has 300 people. You shouldn't be able to sell. Is there a quality different than that? Right? Why? The Pnei Moshe says, Barovam Hadras Melech. Right? The more people in the mitzvah. What would Remeir say back? No, maybe I mean, as we'll see in the Gemara, maybe there's a difference between minion and not minion. That's a qualitative jump. Minion brings a certain level of shechina. Yes, there's a shechina even if one person is davening, but there's a certain quality of shechina that's even higher. The idea of davening with a minion, the mabit, discusses in Beis Elokim. In Beis Elokim, the Mabit discusses the importance of davening with a minyan. The Mabit discusses this in Perek Yud Aleph. Perek Yud Aleph of Shara Tehillim, the Mabit has a Beis Elokim, that's a sefer on Hashkafa, and he has three sharim, Shar HaYesodos, Shar HaTshuva, and Shar HaTfila. The Mabit is also a contemporary of the Beis Yosef, and the Mari Beirav, right, that whole Chevra in Tzvat. So he writes there, Umala Tfilas HaTzibur Bishlosha Ta'amim. Let me tell you three ideas about Tfilas HaTzibur. Besides the level of Chiyav, Tfilas HaTzibur is not a Din D'Oraisa. We learn the concept of Minyan from Parsha Shlach. And Masai Lo Eda Harazos. Eda, this terrible Eda. How many people were terrible in the Meraglim? 10. Right, that's what you learned. That's fascinating that you learned Minyan from the 10 Meraglim. There's a Rabbeinu Bachai, I think in Emor, that says, I can't accept that, and he learns it from a different source. Okay. So he says, Harishona, so davening with a minion is at most probably a Dindra Rabbanan. It's for sure an Eitz HaTovah, but it's Pashat Dindra Rabbanan. Obviously, we try to do it. So that the Beis Elokim says, Harishona, Mitzad Yoni HaKadush, and Emor, and Bachat Yasara. Number one, there are a lot of things you can't say without a minion. Yehesh Be Rabba, and Baruchu, and the like, which are infinitely valuable. Okay, I'll miss the Yehesh Be'er Rabba. There's no amount of money to measure in the world the Yehesh Be'er Rabba. I just saw yesterday, right? It could be the biggest news. There could be somebody who becomes a trillionaire, the first person in history. I'm like, Yehesh Be'er Rabba I don't even know how many numbers are in a trillion. But Yehesh Be'er Rabba is more than that. Yehesh Be'er Rabba is more than that. Right here. So you go to a davening with a minion to get one Yehesh Be'er Rabba, one Baruch Hu. Number one. Vatama Beis. Number two. Gam betfila she'ein badaver shakdush asuch harabim. Even if it's not about getting things that you can't say, there's a different quality of davening when you daven with more people, right? Eino dome mu'atim ha'osan as a mitzvah, l'mruben ha'osan as a mitzvah, ki himis alis yoser, harbe mikfia erech l'kol echad v'chulu, number two. And number three, he says, you want Hashem to look at us privately, right? We're interested in... He says, "Ki tefilas hayachid biosa bilti haguno bilti neres b'kavana." If we don't have kavana when we're davening by ourselves, Hashem's not so interested in listening. Well, you're only talking with a half a mind to me. But if it's at tzibur, Hashem always listens, even if we don't have too much kavana. Even if we don't have to oksha omer barab lefabim miskabel zchus tefilas harabim. Based on that third reason, the Eretz Tzvi, the Kashuk lover, the Eretz Tzvi, he was killed in the Holocaust. He says, "Bizman hazeh, it's a chi of gomer to daven with a minion." Not just that, Eitz HaTovah, because we don't have Kavana. So he says, of course, we have to do what we can to be able to have our Tefillah Mekubal. And if, Kivan de Medina de Gemara, Kavana Ma'keves, Rach, Yenon Yecholom Chaved, Imchein Kol Tatzike, Yisbechol Meva, Sheolom Makam Kavana. So Tefillah Betzibur, Gambalo Kavana Miskabelas. He did Tefillah Betzibur, Mashlim Chisaron Kavana. Davening with a minion is Mashlim, the fact that we can't have proper Kavana. So therefore it's a Chiyav, he says, to dive in that way. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Shloshim beis haknesses, kebeis haknesses. Three representatives of a regular shul, kitzel shul, v'shiva mibnei ha'ir ka'ir, and seven of the tuvei ha'ir of the city kitzel something from a city. So Gemara says, what's the magic numbers? Three and seven. Man and kayamin, imbish akibu alayem. If the tzibur behind them accepted them to be their representatives, of hilechet, even just one person should be enough. V'imbish alokibu alayem, afilu kamen. If they didn't accept, then even 100 people shouldn't be enough. You don't have any rights. So, Ela Kenan on Kayamin, Bistam. The case is Bistam, where they gave the people in charge permission to be Osek Petzarchei Tzibur, but they didn't tell them specifics. So, in terms of selling a shul, in terms of selling a property of the Tzibur, so then these are the numbers. Period. Penny or Shabazak Bira Cheres, no city Mahin. What happens if I'm visiting a city, and I got an Ali in a certain city, and I pledge to give money to something in that city. So, to give stucca. Do I have to give it in the city that I pledged in, or what about I'm visiting? I'll give it back in my own city. So, if I'm an individual, I have to give it in the city that I pledged. But if it's a whole group of people that are visiting, and they pledge stucca, then you can assume this whole group of people has an entity in itself, and they could give it in their own city. Give it in their own city, not in the city where it was pledged. Reb Chiya, we're talking about Osei Betzarchei Tzibur and selling and pledges. That's why this is here. Reb Chiya b'shem Reb Yochanan going Hahin Sifsla de Ma'onya, like that bench in Ma'onya where the groups of people visiting used to sit there. So that's an example of a group that's not in their own makom. Kadar Reb Chalba Avidarsh Betziprin. One time Reb Chalba gave a shir in Ziprin Pasak Taman, and they gave him an aliyah there, and he was posek and he pledged there. Asa Boyle Meisan Hacha, and then he came home and he was going to give it, you know, in his hometown. Amar Lei, Rabbi Imi, Yechidiya. Rabbi Imi says, no, you gotta give it in the place where you pledged, right? Because you're only one person. Host and Nero Menor Lebeis HaKnesses, back to the issues of selling things in the shul, different, only upper, higher Kedusha. Osa nero menorah lebeis hakneses. Ash lo nishtakei shein baila mehem. If somebody gives a menorah or a ner, some type of candle to a shul, while people still identify it with the giver, if the shul doesn't need it anymore, you still nothing to do. You can't change it, right? It's still identified with this person. But once it's a generation later, it was like 75 years after the person gave it, nobody remembers who gave this and what. So then, that if you don't need it, you could put it in a different place, you could sell it, you could, you can't change the name, as we'll see in a second. If you have a special, you have a plaque on it, then even if nobody remembers who this is, but, you know, you gotta be careful. Gotta be careful about that, cause then there's no nishtakech shem bailam. Kahada, like, Antoninus, asa menorah lebeis hakneses. Antoninus, the Roman king who was friendly with Rebbe, who we spoke about, earlier. He gave something to the shul. Shama Rebbe, v'amar, baruch Elokim, ashenasem b'libo lasas menorah lebeis hakneses. Rebbe said, baruch Hashem, that Antoninus gave this present to the shul. Rishol bar Yitzchak, and therefore that was his, and therefore they couldn't change that. So, says the Gemara, Reb Shua Bar Rav Yisrael Boy, Ma Amar Rebbe, what exactly did Rebbe say? Baruch Elokim, Baruch Elokeinu. Did he say, blessed is Hashem, or blessed is our God? Right? What's the issue? Machlokas we had earlier in the Masechta. Historical Machlokas. In Amar Baruch Elokim, Had Amar Abdelois Gai Ratanines. If he said, blessed is Hashem, it sounds like Atunidas did not convert. In Amar Baruch Elokeinu, Had Amar is Garataninus. But if he says Elokeinu, it must be that he did convert. And now we're going to have the same 10 lines that we had earlier, in the Masechta as well about this issue. Is Milan Amar is Garataninus. Is Milan Amar Dolo is Garataninus. Some say that Atunidas converted and some say he didn't convert. So one Raya. Ro, so Yosef Bin Apachos, remember Yom Kippurim. They saw he went out with his ripped shoe on Yom Kippur, where the whole top of it was ripped. But you see, he was wearing a shoe. It must be that he was not following halacha of Yom Kippur, and he did not convert. Says the Gemara, wrong. You know what you see from that story? Why was he wearing a shoe where the whole top of it was ripped? It must be that doesn't have the status of a shoe on Yom Kippur, and therefore even Yirei Shemayim could wear that type of shoe. That's not called Ne'ilas HaSandal. And therefore there's no raya from there that he did not convert. Antonidas Amar LeRebbe, let's try from here. Mechlisi at bin Luvias Alamadasi. Antonidas asked, am I going to get a portion of the Luviason in the future? Amar Le'in, Rebbe says yes. Amar Le, min Emar Pischa lo Al-Khaltani. You don't give me a piece of the Kerman Pesach, when Luviason and Mechali, but you're going to give me a piece of the Luviason. But the Luviason has less, lower standards. So you could say, yeah, that's in a different world. Amar Le, Ma'an Evid, but Rebbe says to him, what do you want from me? Ma'an Evelach. It's a pasuk in Chumash. V'ksiv Bey, kol Arelo Yochabo. You're not allowed to give a non-Jew a piece of the Korban Pesach. Remember that Gemara at the beginning of Bavli and Psachim about the Aramean that tricked, and he said, I always go there, and Abudah ben Baba, I think it was, set him up, asked for the tail. But he says, what do you want from me? I can't give you. So Kivat Shem Aminei, once Atanidas heard that, Cain, also the Gazer, he went and got Bris Mila. Also the Gabay, Amalei Rebbe, Chamik Zorasi, and he comes back to Rebbe and says, could you please make sure that the Bris Mila was done properly? Amalei says, no. B'didilo is takalas miyamayla b'didach. I've never looked at my own Bris Mila, says Rebbe, right? But you're telling me to ask, to check out yours? I guess Rebbe was not a Moel. V'lama nikra shmo Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So he bibi Mila so miyamav. You know, I'm sure he knew how to do Mila, right? What did he say at the beginning of Maseches Chulin in the Bavli? Right? What does it say? To be a Talmid Chacham, you have to know how to do Mila and Shchita and sign your name. Right? And then all the Gemara says also, Birchas Chasanim. I think you have to know, be beside a Kedusha. So, but why would you call Rabbeinu HaKadosh? So he be Mila so Yamav. He didn't look at the Mila. And why was Nachum Ish Kodesh HaKadoshim called that? So he be Betsuras Mabeyam Yamav. We know on coins, there's usually a form of a person. He never looked at coins. He didn't want to look at the tsur of a person. He was called Kodesh Kadoshim. Had Amra, but you see from the whole story that Antoninus went and got Bris Mila. Had Amra, Skyer Antoninus. Must be that Antoninus was Miskayer, you see from the story. Milan Drabanan Amra and Skyer Antoninus. The following story also reflects that Antoninus was Miskayer. Domer Rabbi Chizki Revo B'Shemer Belazar. In Bonhin, Gerei Tzedek, Lasi Lavo, Antoninus Babarosham. If the Gerei Tzedek come Lasi Lavo, right, wherever they come, Antoninus is going to be at the head. It's going to be at the head. Right? The great stories in Shas about Antoninus, right? Where does Rashi on Chumash quote Antoninus? Trivia question, right? Rashi quotes Antonidas and Rebbe, beginning of Toldos, right? When they were in womb, and the descendants of Esav, that they were Yaakov, that they always had, and they were rich, and they had all the vegetables on their table, Bimosa Chama and Bimosa Shaman. But the Gemara of Avodah Zarah Daf Yud in the Bavli has all the stories about Antonidas learned Torah with Rebbe, and he set up a whole tunnel underneath to be able to go learn with Rebbe every day. Okay, we'll have to stop there. Just remember, just to the Ha'ara, the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Taryag. In Mitzvah Taryag, talks about Apostle Sefer Torah, and he talks about if the Gemara says that we, the Gemara in Kiddushin, says that we're not Bakis, but Chaseros V'Yaseros, and there might be an extra Vav somewhere, and it might be so he wonders how we're ever yotzi the mitzvah of Ktzivas Sefer Torah. Bizman hazeh. Is that a mitzvah that we don't have? Because, you know, we're not Pekim B'chazeros V'yaseros, and one might add, and if it's Apostle Sefer Torah, so then how do we make a bracha on it? Like we said before, right? That we paskin like Shara. Once you made the bracha, fine. But you can't make a new bracha, right? So the Minchas Chinuch there comes up with the Chiddush that there are two types of Psulei Sefer Torah. Chaseros v'yaseros don't change the meaning of a word. That's not a psul in the Sefer Torah. Only if it changes the meaning of the word, and therefore you can go to the mitzvah Ktzivas Sefer Torah even with a psul like that, which he points out afterwards that it sounds like it's against that Ramban in Hakdama to the Torah, because the Ramban in Hakdama of the Torah says even though we don't read it this way, Kol HaTorah Kula Ishmosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu really spells out Shem Hashem on a deeper Kabbalistic way. So even if it doesn't change the meaning of a word, but it's messing up, if you're missing one letter, so it can mess up Shem Hashem. Mess up Shem Hashem, and therefore it's could be that Menchas Chinuch is against that Ramban. Okay, we'll stop here.